Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Bethel Fellowship Church. I originally had planned to do a sermon in October, but my grandpa passed away, so we had to go to his memorial service. So I want to thank the youth group for stepping up and taking my place when I couldn't be here. Back in October, the sermon I had planned originally was going to be about faith over fear, having faith instead of the fear of being persecuted, the fear of not being good enough, the fear of not fitting in. But a couple months ago in our youth group, our leader showed us a video. It was Sadie Robertson, and she was talking about how, she started off talking about how she ran track, and then she went on and talked about the redemption story, how we're redeemed and how Jesus redeemed us. And some of the things that she was saying as a runner to me was very easy to understand because she made it in a basic, understandable way for runners. And I know runners, especially distance runners like me, are few and far in between, and they're getting even fewer and far in between. But even if this message speaks to just one of you guys today, then it's all been worth it. I'm going to start off talking about the different races that are available to middle school, high school, college, the Olympics, and beyond. So you'll have your short distance sprints, which would be anything from the 100 meter dash to the 300 meter hurdles. Then you have your mid distance sprint, which would be the 400, the 4x400 meter relay, which is one lap. And then you have your distance runs. So you'll have your 800, and I consider the mile to be mid-distance as well. And then you have your long distance, which would be your 2 mile, your 5K, your 10K, marathon, ultra-marathon. My specialty, what I run the best, is the 5K, which is our cross-country route. And the 5K is a lot different from any track event that you run because our cross-country courses are usually at a park or a golf course where there's hills, there's curves, there's divots in the ground, different types of terrain such as gravel, mud, dirt. Sometimes you have to run through a few mud puddles. But the Bible talks about how life is like a race in several different verses. And I'm going to be reading out of Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. So if you want to flip there, I'll be there in a minute. In a race, usually I'll pick someone in front of me who I think will be able to push me to get that better time or to cross the finish line at a reasonable pace. And occasionally you'll pass that person, but then you just find someone else to focus on or just focus on the finish line. But in the Bible, it says that we have Jesus to look forward to. We keep our eyes on Jesus. So I'll go ahead and read Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. So in this verse, it talks about how we have to run with endurance the race that is set before us, the race that we call life. And then it goes on to say that we need to keep our eyes on Jesus. And like a cross-country race where you'll have many outside factors that will make your race more difficult, in life we'll have many different hills or mud pits that we'll have to go through. And we just have to keep our eyes on Jesus and have faith in that he is with us and that he will help us through the race. I'm going to jump to Ephesians 6, 13 through 18 in a second. So as runners, we have certain things that we have to wear in order to make the race a little easier to keep the stress off of our bodies. So you'll have your compression sleeves, your headbands, your socks, your soles, your shoes. All of these things are different ways to keep the race from providing too much stress on your body. And much like how, as runners, we are supposed to suit up to run our race, the Bible also calls us to suit up with the armor of God. And in Ephesians 13 through 18, it says, "Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints." These verses talk about putting on the armor of God, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, etc. Just like how as runners we are supposed to suit up and prepare for the race. In many ways, a distance race is more about running against yourself than the other people, but in many ways it's also about running against those people and the course itself. So when you run against yourself, that's basically where you have your personal record and you're trying to beat that personal record so you can get improved times and maybe even some college scholarships. So you're running against yourself, trying to beat that best time that you have. And then you have the times where you run against others. So you'll be trying to pass them. You'll be trying to cross the finish line before them, get that medal, get that high placing before them. So I'll jump to 1 Corinthians 9:24 through 27. I'll be there in a second. This year at Districts, we had a couple of us who were expecting to make it to state this year, and me and our only senior were very excited to make it to state this year. The course proved to be too difficult for us to advance onto state, but after that race, Will and I, we could confide in each other and confide in our shared faith in Jesus Christ, and that allowed us to see that even though we didn't do as well as we wish we could have, it doesn't ultimately matter, because that medal that we would have gotten, the state meet, all of that would be forgotten eventually. It's like dust in the wind. It wouldn't have mattered in the future. But in the Bible, it says that we run for an eternal prize. In 1 Corinthians 9:24 through 27, it says, "Don't you realize that in a race, everyone runs, but only one person gets the prize? So run to win. All athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away, but we do it for an eternal prize. So run with purpose in every step. So I run with purpose in every step. I'm not just shadow boxing." And that's 24 through 26. I'll get to 27 in a minute. Those verses are saying that as an athlete, any medals, any honors that you receive will eventually fade away. They won't come with you into the next life, but the reward that as Christians that we seek will be with us for eternity, will be in eternal bliss. I think that's the right word. We'll be happy forever with Jesus Christ and the God the Father and the Holy Spirit. Especially cross country, but other races as well, you have to go through very, very rigorous training. Usually we'll start the weeks off doing a distance run, so we'll do 5, 6, 7 miles without stopping, and then Tuesdays we'll go on to speed days, Wednesdays will be a recovery day, Thursdays hill days, and then Friday is pre-meet. In order to be able to run the race at all, you have to get the miles under your belt, otherwise you won't make it past the 2 mile mark. Speed days, speed may not be a big factor in cross country, but it does play a key role in your finish. When you're passing people, coming down that downhill, it's very important to understand that you have to sprint sometimes, even though as distance runners, we don't really like that. And then you have recovery. You don't want to put too much strain on your body throughout the week to where you can't run that weekend. And then hills. Oh, man, the hills are the worst part of anything. I've practiced a lot of hills, so that's kind of my specialty in cross country is going up and down hills. But the reason we do hills is because, unlike track, cross country has a lot of hills. We like to give the Eldon Hill as an example. At the Eldon Golf Course, there's a hill. It's about, I'd say half a mile long, and it's super, super steep, too. So in order to be prepared for that hill, you have to practice doing East Hill, which is one of the hills we do, many, many times to get your quadriceps, your hamstrings, your legs, your joints to get them prepared for that that very long and awful hill, which was muddy this year. And then you have your pre-meet so that you don't push yourself too hard the day before your meet. And then in 1 Corinthians, in verse 27, it continues and says, "I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified." So as Christians, we are called to train our bodies just like an athlete would. There are many ways we can do this. We can pray. We read our Bibles, of course. Worship music, anything where we're spending time with God, we're conversing with God. All of these things are different ways that we can train our faith to be able to withstand those uphill battles that in life we will face. That's not the right thing. Coming before God in a moment of raw pure emotion, begging Him to be with you because you feel all alone. He's with you even when you don't feel like He is. Just like how your teammates in your race are with you up that hill. They may not be behind you or in front of you directly, but they know what they are going to have to go through, and they are right there with you. And a lot of the times, you'll have teammates on the sidelines screaming and hollering at you to keep pushing and don't slow down. And Jesus is kind of like that teammate that's on the sideline, that's yelling at you, screaming at you to quit being a wuss and push harder. Jesus is there with you. And through these uphill battles that we face in life, there will be different ways that they're difficult. Like at Hermitage, that hill, it's long, it's steep, but it's got rocks that you have to run over, which makes it a little difficult to get a good, steady grip on the ground where your ankles aren't rolling. Eldon this year, it was muddy, which is difficult to not slip and slide in. At Districts, the hill was super long, and it was super steep, and it was grassy. So just like in those hills that we face in cross country, there will be different ways that the uphill battles that we face as Christians will be different. You'll face persecution. The Bible tells us that we will be persecuted. There will be times when we feel all alone, and sometimes you'll have to be alone. But just know that even when you are alone physically, Jesus is with you no matter what. Ran a little faster than I thought I would because I spoke a little faster than I wish I had, but like Jerry always says, read the Bible and do what it says. Also, come before him in worship, singing, whether it's pretty or not. Singing is a way of worship. Praying, conversing with God, that's another form of worship. So just know that regardless of your circumstances, regardless of anything that may be going on, Jesus will be with you during those uphill battles. And we will have to prepare for them because they will come. As Christians, we can have faith that with Jesus, these uphill battles will be easier than without him. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick, for that. We all appreciated what you had to give to us today. At this time, let's bow for a word of prayer before we leave and go be the church. Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord, that you are here amongst us. Thank you that you accept who we are and how we are, Father. Lord, just continue to give us the strength and the boldness to go out and be your church. In your name we pray. Amen.